Okay, thank you. So this is Pat Williams, October 26th, calling for our monthly forum that we do with the Institute for Life Coach Training. We thank those of you who get our newsletter or blogged or whatever and decided to show up for this. I know we've got 70 or 80 signed up for this call, and many of you are here live. Many of you will listen to the recording. I always try to make these topics not only informational, but have something that you can use to maybe light a match under your practice, get some different kinds of clients, different ways of doing business, put a new energy into your coaching business. And I also realize some of you may already be successful coaches. You may do coaching in two or three other things, multiple professions. But I think what I'm going to talk about today is a new opportunity for many of you to think outside the box, and there are ways to not only work with clients that you may get, that may already have, but what I really am going to suggest by both of these methods that I'm talking about today is it's a good way to get started with clients and to offer as an option. What I'm talking about, first of all, we'll talk about the visioning retreats. So when I got my started in coaching, a lot of what I did, I mean, I actually built my practice pretty fast because I was a psychologist for 15 years, and I just kind of let everybody in town know I was down doing this, and all those people who didn't want to come see me as a shrink all of a sudden thought it was kind of cool to talk to me as a coach. So in 6 months, I had 16 paying clients and was doing good. Then I moved from Colorado to Florida, and after those clients kind of finished up their progress and we said goodbye, my practice started dwindling. So I was in a new town, in a new relationship, in a fairly new profession, and was really starting over again with people at the local level. So I started everything you would think of to get visible. As we teach at ILCT, marketing really is you got to be visible. Quit being invisible. Let people see you and know what you do, whether you talk at Rotary clubs or you take people out to breakfast or you go to networking events or you do little seminars. And so what I chose to do that worked is I got, first of all, with a local community college. Now it's a four-year college, Daytona State College. And heard about their business forum they were doing for business leaders in town to not only know who they could hire, but also to help them be successful in their business. And I created a group called the Sounding Board, which I trademarked at the time, and did a half-day visioning retreat with eight presidents or CEOs of new companies that were relatively small. So they might have had a $3 to $5 million budget. They weren't just startups, but they didn't have the money to hire, you know, lawyers and boards of directors and lots of consultants and that. So to make a long story short, I did the half-day visioning retreat with them, which included questions like, what do you think you're bringing to this company? And by the way, these were non-competing businesses, so they could talk confidentially and openly amongst each other because they weren't in the same business. They were in different types of business. So what do you have that you're bringing to this? How did you pick this business? What's your strength? What does your company offer that's working really well? What do you and your company offer that's not working well? What's struggling for you? And then what would you like to invite into your business in the coming year if you could make it happen? So that's what a half-day visioning retreat went into, and I could have easily made it a whole day. But what I did was a half day at the beginning, followed by 6 months of group coaching, twice a month for an hour, and then a half day at the end to wrap it up. So we kind of bookended visioning retreats and then cementing their goals and their progress.